The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making time here today for our online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the small and micro cap markets today. And to that end, we are speaking with Liquid Fintech. Now, Liquid Fintech is spelled LQWD. Liquid Fintech Corp. They're traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol LQWD. And here in the States on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LQWDF. We're lucky enough to be joined by the CEO and founder of the company, Sean Anstey. Sean, how are you today?
I'm well, Stuart. Thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, you are well and well-traveled, so I want to thank you once again for making time for us today. You just got back from the big convention there, the Bitcoin convention in El Salvador. Tell us a little bit about that and the reception you received.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous conference. Anybody who's been following the news, El Salvador's taken on Bitcoin as a national currency, and they're using Lightning Network with their Chivo wallet as a way to process payments. You can literally go into McDonald's and buy a Big Mac using Lightning Network and Bitcoin. So the conference was adopting Bitcoin, and it was very Lightning Network focused. It's a great chance to meet people we know in the industry and make some excellent new contacts and continue to build our brand, create awareness inside the industry for what we're working on as a liquidity provider and a platform provider. So it was an excellent week, long trip, three borders and a lot of COVID tests later, but we made the effort and it was worthwhile.
Ah, the new normal of traveling. Well, once again, thanks for making time for us. Before we get any further, let's go ahead and jump into then that business model and the markets you operate in for Liquid Fintech Corp. Go ahead, Sean.
Right. So we are known as what they call a Lightning Network service provider or a liquidity service provider. So we have a platform as a service where users, which we announced last week, which you can look up on our website. And on there, you can go in and you can create a Lightning Network node and a payment channel. We abstract away all the complications and you hit a button and you can integrate the API into your system and get going on the Lightning Network very, very soon. So that platform is live and running. And we announced recently Netcoin, a big Canadian exchange, and signed up for it. And we'll hopefully get some other announcements out soon as we continue to make progress. And within that, we actually are known as a liquidity service provider. So we have on the Lightning Network what we call routing nodes. So routing nodes help transactions get to where they need to go. And in exchange, we actually earn fees off of it. So we've been aggressively buying Bitcoin. Last announced, we have 139 Bitcoin on the balance sheet, and we're continuing to put that Bitcoin to use.
Well, a great way to learn about this company is at their website I gave out, lqwdfintech.com, liquidfintech.com. And of course, visit us here at the Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab and you will find Liquid Fintech Corp in alphabetical order listed under L. I'm at your website. Looking at the team you've put together there, let's start with you as our guest today, Sean. Tell us a little bit about your background and the team you've assembled around you.
Right. So you're only as good as your people and your team. And we're fortunate to have an excellent team, which we rely heavily on. My background, I've been in tech for over 20 years and data analytics and data center buildouts. And I've been in crypto since 2012, did my own mining and built up and distributed Bitcoin mines on behalf of clients. I'm a co-founder of a company called Big Digital Assets, which is a BBKCF on the OTC. And it actually owns one of Canada's largest regulated crypto exchanges. Recently announced and licensed across the country. So I'm still there as a director, but my full-time focus and everything I do is with Liquid itself. And to that end, we've been able to attract great people around us who we've had success with in the past. So we have an excellent CTO, who was one of our key people over at BAG back in the day, until he moved down to San Francisco, heard what was going on. Also a big Lightning Network believer, and Dean Sutton, who's a co-founder and also co-founder of Wonderfi. So everybody who's got experience in the industry, we have an excellent team, which has really been helping drive everything forward. And we've had success in the past, and we know where we're going, and we know where we're going with the technology.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk a little bit about the year 2021. You just talked to us about the conference that you were at in El Salvador. Let's talk about your company and its maturity and its growth so far this year.
Yeah, so it's been a very, very busy year. So we started in late 2019, building up the team and the prospects and the product, which our platform is a service. And we started, adding developers that we'd worked with in the past and continued throughout 2020. And 2021 was a pivotal year for us. We actually went public in the summer. So we during this time, we raised over $13 million. We bought a lot of Bitcoin. We've added more developers to the team. We've launched our products out. We continue to add some key advisors from the space, and in terms of really recognized names from the Lightning Network space. We've signed deals with key wallets like Breeze. We've signed deals with big, exchanges, Netcoins, which we're connected with, and continue to get our brand out there. So we really made some really big leaps and strides, and working in an environment which is moving very quickly. We've seen the Lightning Network itself have an astronomical growth since January till now. I believe it's at over 205% growth rate was the last number I looked at. So it continues to have this growth in terms of nodes and channels and the technology rollout and the number of transactions on it. And we're right in the thick of it. And we're the only public company in the world which is focused on the Bitcoin Lightning Network, the very first. And right now we're the only ones. And we're going to continue to put our stamp on that position.
Excellent. Well, as you continue to put your stamp on that position and being in the thick of it, as you say, we're here wrapping up the year 2021. So operationally speaking, what is left on the agenda for this year? And looking at Q1, Q2, 2022, what are some of your operational goals, Sean?
Right. Well, certainly we're looking to ramp up the onboarding team to handle some of the new customers that are signing up, and certainly ramp up the business development team, because there's tremendous opportunities that are out there. Being down in El Salvador was one of those business development opportunities, and just seeing how quickly it's all starting to grow. We're knowing where we need to apply pressure. We'll continue to add Bitcoin to the balance sheet where it makes sense, and continue to roll out and known as a liquidity service provider and solve a big issue in the space. And one of our metrics that we're looking at in terms of our growth is nodes and channels, which is how the Lightning Network works. They have all these series of channels that connect with each other. Works very similar to how internet data traffic around the world. So in this case, it's actually transactions. But we care about how many nodes and channels, how much Bitcoin we have working on the network, and the kind of the routing fee that we're earning, and the percentage of the overall network. So we're literally want to be part of the growth of the network. Our playbook is right out of Silicon Valley. The things we learned from our past success, where we need to gain market share. And that's really all that matters for you now in the next 9 months. It's just market share, market share, market share. As we have this rapidly growing network, that's going to what we look to carry us up with.
Yeah, the best way to stay in the know on this company is using those ticker symbols I gave out on the TSXV, LQWD, on the OTCQB, LQWDF. The company's been prolific with its news announcements. As Sean pointed out earlier in the interview, just 26 days ago, LQWD closes that $8 million financing. There has been acquisition of additional Bitcoins. There has been strategic agreements. So using those ticker symbols, find that news for the company. Well, Sean, you and I were talking before the show, though, and I think there's an educational process that needs to happen globally as the Lightning Network addresses so many different scalability issues. Any closing thoughts or comments for the shareholders in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're dealing with a Bitcoin and a Bitcoin Lightning Network. We encourage people to understand what the Lightning Network does and the problem that it solves. So what we have with Bitcoin is we have digital gold. And it's out there with a store of value and a transaction network. But one of its issues that it can only handle 7 transactions a second. Now, that's okay if you're transferring very, very large sums of money, but it's not great if you're trying to use a payment network. What Bitcoin Lightning Network does is it acts as a layer 2 scaling solution and allows the Bitcoin network to transact in millions and millions of transactions per second at much lower fees, and makes it a viable payment network. It really is revolutionary to Bitcoin. It's revolutionary to the entire crypto space. And we'd absolutely encourage people to wrap their minds around the Lightning Network. It is going to be an extension of the internet and something that takes Bitcoin from the first 100 million people we have now and scales it to the next billion people. And it's very exciting that we get to be a part of it. So we have an absolutely massive opportunity in front of us and a huge, huge ocean that we're playing in. And we're just going to stay laser focused on what we do as a company and continue to build out aggressively.
Exciting times indeed for Liquid Fintech Corp. Sean, I want to thank you for your time, your insight into your exciting company. I want to wish you the best of luck and great success here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Sean.
Great. Thank you, Stuart. Bye-bye.
All right. For Sean Anstey, CEO and founder of Liquid Fintech Corp., this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.